Power Through Prayer by Ian Bounds. Chapter 13. Grace from the Heart Rather than the Head. Study not to be a fine preacher. Jericho's were blown down with ram's horns. Look simply unto Jesus for preaching food, and what is wanted will be given, and what is given will be blessed, whether it be a barley grain or a wheaten loaf, a crust or a crumb. Your mouth will be a flowing stream or a fountain sealed, according as your heart is. Avoid all controversy in preaching, talking, or writing. Preach nothing down but the devil, and nothing up but Jesus Christ. Burridge. The heart is the savior of the world. Heads do not save. Genius, brains, brilliancy, strength, natural gifts do not save. The gospel flows through hearts. All the mightiest forces are heart forces. All the sweetest and loveliest graces are heart graces. Great hearts make great characters. Great hearts make divine characters. God is love. There is nothing greater than love, nothing greater than God. Hearts make heaven. Heaven is love. There is nothing higher, nothing sweeter than heaven. It is the heart and not the head which makes God's great preachers. The heart counts much every way in religion. The heart must speak from the pulpit. The heart must hear in the pew. In fact, we serve God with our hearts. Head homage does not pass current in heaven. We believe that one of the serious and most popular errors of the modern pulpit is the putting of more thought than prayer, of more head than of heart in its sermons. Big hearts make big preachers. Good hearts make good preachers. A theological school to enlarge and cultivate the heart is the golden desire dam of the gospel. The pastor binds his people to him and rules his people by his heart. They may admire his gifts, they may be proud of his ability, they may be affected for the time by his sermons, but the stronghold of his power is his heart. His scepter is love. The throne of his power is his heart. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Heads never make martyrs. It is the heart which surrenders the life to love and fidelity. It takes great courage to be a faithful pastor, but the heart alone can supply this courage. Gifts and genius may be brave, but it is the gifts and genius of the heart and not of the head. It is easier to fill the head than it is to prepare the heart. It is easier to make the brain sermon than a heart sermon. It was heart that drew the Son of God from heaven. It is heart that will draw men to heaven. Men of heart is what the world needs to sympathize with its woe, to kiss away its sorrows, to compassionate its misery, and to elevate its pain. Christ was eminently the man of sorrows because he was preeminently the man of heart. Give me thy heart is God's requisition of men. Give me thy heart is man's demand of man. A professional ministry is a heartless ministry. When salary plays a great part in the ministry, the heart plays little part. We may make preaching our business and not put our hearts in the business. He who puts self to the front of his preaching puts heart to the rear. He who does not sow with his heart in his study will never reap a harvest for God. The closet is the heart's study. We will learn more about how to preach and what to preach there than we can in our libraries. Jesus wept is the shortest and biggest verse in the Bible. It is he who goes forth weeping, not preaching great sermons, bearing precious seed, who shall come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Praying gives sense, brings wisdom, broadens, and strengthens the mind. The closet is a perfect school teacher and schoolhouse for the preacher. Thought is not only brightened and clarified in prayer, but thought is born in prayer. We can learn more in an hour praying, when praying indeed, than from many hours in the study. Books are in the closet, which can be found and read nowhere else. Revelations are made in the closet, which are made nowhere else. End of chapter 13, having been read by Peter John Parisis.